You've seen that button on your computer, restart. Sometimes it's all screwed up. You got to shut it down. You got to get it going again. That's our message today. Restart. How to begin again is our message. Let's roll it, Raj. We're rolling. How do I begin again when life has left me dead in the road? Okay? You been there? Say. Some of you been there, know what I'm saying? I mean, you weren't dead, but you probably wished you were. Say. So that you'd have to get up and face what you got to face. So how do you do it? How do I restart my life? Okay? Let's talk about it. We're flying. That computer might be a little slow for us, but we're going to be zipping much as we can. Over in the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah, he's called the weeping prophet to thus that many of us that have studied, you know, seminary and all this kind of stuff, you get these names of the different prophets. This guy, Jeremiah, wrote a book, basically means crying to a lament, Lamentations. But life was hard on him in Israel. They've been taken captive and tortured and they suffered. And it's a verse that just spoke to my heart. For these things I weep. My eye, it runs down with water because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because, say it with me, the enemy has prevailed. So what did he say? My eyes are running with water. I don't have any comfort. My family's messed up. The enemy has prevailed in my life. And we have an adversary, guys. The devil, is that what the Bible says? Goes about as a roaring what? A lion seeking whom he may what? Devour. It's what the Bible says. Okay? It's reality. So how do I begin again when this has happened? What do I do? Restart. That's what you got to do. You got to restart. Okay? Hey, yeah, I'm getting married next weekend. That's a big restart in my life. It is. Big restart. It is. Happening. It's happening. Okay? And probably not everybody agrees with it as if I give a rip. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't. Because guess what? My life is my life. And I'm going to restart my life. And my life's moving forward because it's my life. Okay? You got to think like that. I'm thinking that way anyway. Amen? I've been having to think that way. Having to think that way for a long time. I'm going to share some things with you today that I've learned along the way that's helped me and that others have taught me. Restart. So, no matter where you're at today, it's good to just get this message today. Amen? Let's look at it. Here we go. Got a couple of things at the beginning here. How do I restart? How do I begin again when life has left me dead in the road? Just a couple of thoughts to start us off. Number one, restarting, say it with me, is my... Can we say that a little louder? Come on. Restarting is... That's it, man. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. And He knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have what? Confidence toward God. You can listen, it is your responsibility, regardless of how bad you've been hurt, to realize you will never move forward with a heart that is condemning you. You have to know that God is bigger than whatever I've gone through. And with Him, I can have confidence. And I will make it. You got to think like that. But now I can't make you think like that. It's your responsibility. You understand? Let's keep looking. The Bible says in Proverbs, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, keep your heart, for out of it are the what? Issues and mess and junk of life. You've got to keep your heart. As much as going to others helps you, and we're going to talk about that today. The bottom line is you have to take responsibility for you. It's just reality. We don't have a wand we can wave over people. Okay? I'm not going to lie to you. You can't give Fellowship Church $1,000 and fix your marriage. You understand? You can't offer in your way to... I'm sorry, you're told that on television. It's not true. It's going to take you making decisions, taking responsibility. Y'all right? Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and do what? Guide your heart in the way. Who's the driver of your life? You. That's who you are. You're driving your life. Of course, you want Him in your life, obviously. But at the end of the day, you're making decisions. You've got to take responsibility. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. He'll help you with your heart. He'll help your heart to think right, help you to function properly. If you delight yourself in Him, how do you do that? You commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will bring it to pass. You take responsibility, and you will restart. You hear me? Take responsibility for you. Say that with me. Take responsibility for... One more time. Take responsibility for... As much as my own pain, my own struggle, I had to make decisions. Difficult decisions. It's not about me, it's about all the decisions I made. But the bottom line is I'm the one giving a message, so it's easy for me to relate back to me. But you've got to take responsibility for you. Got it? Say. Here we go. Number two. Restarting not only makes... I've got to take responsibility, but number two, restarting requires... Say that word with me. One more time. It requires some realizing. Realizing what? I matter to God. I matter to God. Now we're talking about how does somebody who's been left dead in the road begin again? We've got to take responsibility for you. If you're going to get up off that road, it's going to be you that's going to be getting you up off that road. Amen. Say. All right. At least you're going to be the one that's scratching and clawing and pulling. You'll say, I'm out the other road, out of the way, so another truck doesn't hit you. Amen. Number two, realize you matter to God. That you matter to Him. Keep looking. I've got several things I want you to say with me. Here we go. We're starting right now. Say that with me. God loves me with an everlasting love. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I've loved you with an everlasting love. There with loving kindness have I drawn you. So God loves me with an everlasting love. Okay, but our mind will say otherwise. Our mind will tell us we can't make it. Our mind will tell us we're being picked on. Our mind will make us think no one cares and God doesn't care. That's not true. You've got to realize different. I matter to God. He says in His Word, He loves me with an everlasting love. Say this next one with me. God has good thoughts toward me and good plans for me. Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of what? To give you an expected end. So, God has good thoughts for me and God has good plans for my life. Hope I'm not putting you to sleep. Say that with me. God does not condemn me, and Jesus Christ has made me. It's amazing when you're left dead in the road. It's amazing. You start to think you're nothing. All right, come on. You start to think that you're nothing. There is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me what? Free from the law of sin and death. I don't need to condemn myself. God loves me. I matter to Him. Are y'all hearing a reoccurring theme? Now the enemy doesn't want you to hear this. Wants you to be defeated. Think you're nothing. If you're going to get up, if you're going to restart, you've got to realize you matter to God. Say that with me. God is for me, and I am well able to What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. A lot of people, you might not know this, that little Nike sign. That's that Greek word. Nike, right there, conqueror. And you see that little swoosh. That means you're a conqueror. Anytime you see that, that's what that word means. You're well able to conquer. Think that way. If you're going to restart, you've got to realize you matter to God. The thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus Christ said, I'm come that you might have what? Life, and that you might have it abundantly, or more abundant, to the full. It's not God's will for your life for you to lay in the road. Okay? And you hear me talk about this all the time around here. You can whine about it. You can tell us what color the truck was that ran over you in the road. You can tell how they backed over you. But the bottom line is, you got to take responsibility for you. And telling the story over and over again ain't getting nothing moving. Okay? So restarting requires what? Realizing. Realize who you are. One more time. Realize who you are. Now, I'm just setting the table. We're not done. If you think, oh, he's too in his mess. Now, this is just getting us going. It's not that much longer, believe it or not. But, I know you don't believe that. But anyway, here we go. Two thoughts. If I'm going to restart, two thoughts in my office that just really I thought back. Number one is, I have to take responsibility for me. And number two, I've got to realize that I matter to God. Now, if I take responsibility and I realize that I do matter, listen to me, come on. If I realize I do matter, I can restart this thing. You hear me say? I can do this. So let's look at it. How do I begin again when life has left me dead in the road? I've got three little thoughts. They're not that hard. Okay? But first of all, I'm going to take responsibility for my life and my situation. Your situation is different than mine. How many have had a situation? Can I see your hand in the room? You've had one. Okay, there we go. All right. I will realize that I matter to God, and I am what? What's those two words? Well, one more time. I'm what? One more time. I'm what? Well able. Don't tell me you can't do this. That's crazy. I won't listen to that. That's nuts. You can do this. Okay? You got to think that way if you're going to restart. Now, this ain't getting over some cold. Now, I'm talking about you've been left dead in the road. It's going to take some serious stuff. Here we go. Three things. Three little things I wrote. And believe it or not, though many of you don't know Kim, she was run over and left dead in the road. And she and I shared thoughts about this message. I got some thoughts from her on this message. How did you do it? What would you tell others? So here we go. Number one, I must believe I can make it. I must believe I can make it. I must believe I can make it. Say that with me. I must believe I can make it. I must believe I don't have to lay here in this road. I must believe there's got to be a better life. I must believe this isn't what God has for me. I must believe I can get out of this. I must believe I can move forward. I must believe I can make it. I must believe I can make it. That's number one. If you're going to restart, I must believe I can make it. I must believe I can make it. You hear me? That's why I can't do it for you, and nobody else can. That's why it's your responsibility. You've got to realize you matter to God because this is on you. I must believe I can make it. I force myself. I push myself toward faith. By faith, toward happiness. This is what I do. I keep pushing myself toward happiness. It's not like, I'm just pushing myself towards happiness. I'm so happy. It's happy, happy, happy. No. and bitter tears and hurting and pain. I get up and I force myself toward happiness. One of my dearest friends is Donna Christie. I've known Donna for a long time. Long time. And when I went through my deep struggle, I would go out to eat with something. I forced myself. I love to eat, so that wasn't that hard. But I thought I needed some trusted women in my life. And I would have what's called ladies' night out with the preacher. And Donna, Kathy, you hear Kathy? Okay. Sometimes Dina, you went. I'm not going to say what you said. But I listened. And they were with me. They would go to have dinner with me. And in my pain, but Donna said something to me. She said, Gary, well, she calls me Pastor. She said, Pastor, you've got to see yourself happy. And this is a woman, oh my gosh, the struggles of her life. And she told me all the struggles in her life that she went through and the horror and the pain. She would go through it all again to get to Alex. That's what she would tell me. And she would say, you got to see yourself happy. Have I lost you? Okay. You've got to believe you can make it. So I see myself happy. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps it all, happy is he. If you don't have vision, a vision of happiness in your life, I don't know how you're going to do it. So I had to force myself to see myself happy. Number two, I speak myself happy. Say that with me. I speak myself happy. This I recall to my mind. This is the guy that was crying. Jeremiah, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have what? Hope, a confident expectation. It's of the Lord's mercies that I'm not consumed, because His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my what? See, you're supposed to talk to yourself. The Lord is my portion, says my what? Therefore I will what? So I speak myself what? Happy. What does that mean? I force myself not to keep telling my sad story. Are y'all hearing me or not? I force myself. Though part of me wants to, and I just want to, but that's not helping me. That's actually condemning me. Are y'all listening or not? That's actually condemning me. Me repeating it and repeating it and repeating it and repeating it is not giving me confidence. So I speak myself happy. I'm not talking about just crazy stuff. I'm talking about that you can make it. And there's nothing like speaking the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ. He said He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. You see what I'm saying? Speak yourself happy. Been more than one time when I had somebody with me or in my life, a friend or some person that I had to change the subject matter. Change it. Change it. Why? Because I've got to speak myself what? Happy. And they think this is right. They think it's good. We want to talk about my crap and my past and stuff. And no! And after a while, I will get loud and ugly if I have to. Because this, I'm going to make it. And nobody can do it but me. For me. You hear me? Number three, so I see myself happy. I speak myself happy. And number three, I what? I step myself happy. Happy. I know this is my message. I know it's a little goofy sounding, but that's what I do. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forth unto those things which are before, I press, or I what? Step toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I step into happiness. Say that with me. I step into happiness. Listen, guys, this ain't happy right here doing this number. This is not happy. This is not moving forward. Do you hear me or not? No. Listen, if you're going to restart, you must believe you can make it. You've got to see yourself making it. You've got to speak yourself making it. And you've got to step toward making it. Understood? See it. Talk it. Walk it. Say that with me. See it. Talk it. Walk it. One more time. See it. Talk it. Walk it. It's incredible what that'll do for you. But see, I can't do that for you. You can't do it for me. I wrote this in my office just sitting there. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. Say that with me. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. And I've done, many of you out here, I've talked about your life, and I've counseled for years, and I know people in situations where they're with someone who defines them, who tells them they're no good. You can't make it. You can't make it without me. What you going to do without me? Listen, no one can define me, and no one can defeat me. But me. You hear me say? If I want to be a winner, I can be a winner. If I want to be a loser, I can be a loser. If I want to move forward, I can go forward. Okay? And I'm not talking about just positive thinking here, guys. This is reality. You have every opportunity to move forward if you want to. Did y'all hear me or not? And the story's going to get old of you not moving forward. So no one can define me and no one can defeat me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that what the Bible says? That's what it says, man. I will not fail because He does not fail. Would you say that with me? I will not fail because... Will others fail me? Yes. Will I screw up along the way? Yes. But the bottom line is, I will not fail because He does not fail. Where did I get that from? The song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. She just sang it. I just played it. It came right out of Jeremiah. Out of Lamentations. Verse right out of the Bible. So how do I restart? I must realize, I must believe that I can what? Make it. Make it. Make it. I see it. I talk it. And I walk it. Nobody can define me. Nobody can defeat me. Think about it. Number two. So number one, I must believe I can make it. Number two, I must live in the what? Now, the message isn't that much longer now. I had to get through that point number one. That's pretty toughy right there. I must live in the now. I must live in the now. Jesus said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow's going shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto this day is the evil thereof. Listen, what does that mean? I must live in the now. And that's what Kim would tell me. She would say, I had to just live a day at a time. Just a day at a time. I mean, that sounds so trite, doesn't it? I'm just living a day at a time. Just taking a day at a time. But that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. Keep going. Boast not yourself of tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. Live in the now. I will not live in the past because the past is what? Come on. I will not live in the past because the past is the... Can we do it one more time? Because that's good for us. I will not live in the past because the past is the... I'm going to live in the now. Today's Sunday. I got up with every intention this morning. Took my shower. Went to McDonald's, had my favorite coffee. Then I came over here, and I prayed with those men standing on that parking lot like I've done for almost 10 years, every Sunday. This is Sunday, man. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to live right now. I'm not thinking about next week's message. Be honest with you, I'm getting married next Sunday, and at this moment, I ain't thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? This is the day, right here. This is the day, right here. Let's make the best of this day. Amen? I will not worry about tomorrow because there's plenty to do when? Today. That's how you get defeated. That's how you aren't able to restart. You're thinking about the past. You're worrying about tomorrow. Live in the now. I love this verse. A little song we used to sing with kids years ago. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So you've got morning, you've got noon, and you've got evening mentioned in that verse. That's a day. Living today. If you're going to restart. Okay? I believe I can make it. I'm going to live in the now. The past is the past. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow, even though I know there's lots of mess out there. But there's a lot of mess right here. So I'm going to deal with some of this stuff. Amen. Number three, a one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Amen. That's what it is, baby. That's where that song came from. You know whenever we're writing that song, something was going on. Amen? One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's what we have to do. Keep looking. So how do I restart? Number three. Hope I ain't bored you to tears this morning. I must allow others to help me. Kim said that was one of the hardest things for her. And I have to admit, it was really hard for me. But if you're going to restart, you've got to let other people help you. Y'all hear me? Do you see how other people helping you ain't the beginning of the message, though? Say, well, somebody else needs to help me because my life's in the, you know, in the toilet. Well, guess what? You take responsibility, you realize you matter to God, you believe you can make it, you take a day at a time, and yeah, some other people will be out there to help you. Why hang all your mess on them? And they get mad at the church because we didn't go and rescue everybody. You listening or not? Ooh, it's quiet. I'm sorry, personal responsibility still matters, okay? But others are there to help you. But if you're not doing some of the things that we've already talked about on the screen, others can't help you because they can't take it. You're killing them. It's like dragging a dead body. You got to help us here. Okay? But you have to have others to help you. And you must allow others to help you. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Verse 4, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be what? Able to what? Comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. There are people that have gone through what you've gone through. And if you do your part and you do what you can do and you do some of the things we've talked about, listen, others can then come along and they can help you. They've been there. The number of times over the last couple of years I've heard somebody say, that happened to me. Yeah, I went through that too. And not every situation is the same, I know that. And then there was a period of my time where I wanted to argue that my situation is worse than your situation. As if that gets you anywhere. Right? Say, there are others out there to help you, and when they want to help you, instead of trying to one-up them with how bad your pain is, let them help you. Amen? And all that believed in the book of Acts when the church was formed, after Jesus had resurrected, Peter had preached, and all that believed were together, and they had all things what? That word, all things common, is the word for fellowship church. That's where you get your word fellowship from. Fellowship. We have things in common here. It's not just that I preach the Bible, which is that's number one. Jesus Christ died on the cross. Absolutely. But guess what? We have other things in common. We know what it is to hurt. We know what it is to have pain. We know what it is to fail. We know what it is to rise up again. We have that in common, guys. Are you listening? And God will help us. But we've got to allow people to come into our life that will help us. A man that has friends must show himself what? And there's a friend that sits closer than a brother. Honestly, during my struggle, I had many friends, men and women, who stuck closer to me than my family. And it wasn't because my family doesn't care for me. My family is way up here in North Carolina. The Bible talks about better is a friend near than a brother that's far away. If you'll let those people help you, they can come in and help. You understand? I'm talking about restarting today. Bear you one another's burdens, and that's how you fulfill the law of Christ. We're here to help one another. But what's not going to fly, church, is when somebody doesn't come to your aid real quick or something like that, you get all ticked off and mad. Do you want to get out of the road or not? There's no place for whining. You listening or not? I can tell you ain't been in the road because you whined. I can tell you that right now. When you've been in the road, you shut your mouth. And you buck up and you get it done. You understand? No place in the body of Christ for us to like whine because Sister So-and-so didn't say such and such because I was down one day and she didn't even smile at me. What are you talking about? On! This is real life what I'm talking about. Amen? I will not use drama to gain assistance. Rather, I'll be humble and I'll be honest. Listen, when you're hurting, you allow others to help you. Listen to me. But don't use drama. Don't embellish your story. Don't make it, oh my gosh, it was going with the wind. It was everything. Come on. Be honest, truthful, but you don't need to use a whole lot of drama. Because people that have been there that can help you, they know what you're feeling. Did I lose you? Y'all are looking at me like I am an absolute moron. You're terrible. Come on. Here we go. Restart. Are we done? It's my responsibility. I realize that I matter to God. I believe that I can make it. I will live in the now. I will allow others to help me. And I didn't say it, but people that love you and are there for you, they're going to say things sometimes that's going to hurt because your mind's a little warped. And they can see clearer than you. And so it's really not a time to really argue. That's what it says, goofy. I understand that. But the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Say that with me. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And you got to allow people. They'll say some things sometimes. They're not trying to hurt you. They're like a physician many times. And that surgery, it does hurt a little, doesn't it? But you got to allow that. I'm done. I see happiness. I speak happiness. I step happiness. No one can define me. And no one can defeat me. You know why? Because I will not fail. Because He does not fail. I don't know about you. I'm ready to hit the restart button. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. You bless us. Thank you, Lord, for Your Word today.